Thank you. Hey, welcome to my half hour special. Does anybody know who I am? Why did a bunch of people who don't know who I am show at my special? I used to live here in Los Angeles on Sierra Bonita, and I had an apartment, and I had a neighbor, and whenever he would knock on my wall, I knew he wanted me to turn my music down, and that made me angry because I like loud music. So when he knocked on the wall, I'd mess with his head. I'd say, "Go around. I cannot open the wall. I don't know if you have a doorknob on the other side, but over here there's nothing. It's just flat. I like an escalator, man, because an escalator can never break. It can only become stairs." All right. There would never be an escalator temporarily out of order sign. Only an escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. I rent a lot of cars, you know, because I go on the road. I rent cars. And when I drive a rental car, I don't know what's going on with it, right? So a lot of times I drive like for 10 miles with the emergency brake on. That doesn't say a lot for me, but it really doesn't say a lot for the emergency brake. It's really not an emergency brake. It's an emergency make the car smell funny lever. You know, you can't please all the people all the time. And last night, all those people were at my show. To do this show, I had to, like, take a physical. They asked me a bunch of medical questions. And they were, like, yes and no questions, but they were very strangely worded. Like, have you ever tried sugar or PCP? But I was a stand-up comedian. I got into comedy to do comedy, which is weird, I know. But when you're in Hollywood and you're a comedian, everybody wants you to do other things besides comedy. They say, all right, you're a stand-up comedian. Can you act? Can you write? Write us a script. They want me to do things that's related to comedy, but not comedy. That's not fair. It's as though if I was a cook and I worked my ass off to become a good cook. They said, all right, you're a cook. Can you farm? The show's going all right, I guess. I'm trying to feel it out. I wanted to buy a candle holder, but the store didn't have one, so I got a cake. I went to a concert in New York City where I live. It was a heavy metal band called Monster Magnet. They were heavy, boy. The singer had no shirt on and leather pants, and he was playing like a flying V guitar. And he stood on the monitor and he yells at the crowd. He said, how many of you people feel like human beings tonight? And then he said, how many of you people feel like animals? And the thing is, everyone cheered after the animals part. But I cheered after the human beings part because I did not know there was a second part to the question. I said, yes, I do feel like a human. I do not feel like a tree. I don't have a girlfriend. I just know a girl who would get really mad if she heard